Up on the agenda is roll call. Tonight we have present Mayor Fred Wood, Solicitor Jerry Montella, Alternate Solicitor Pete Rohana, Borough Engineer Matt Hootman, Councilpersons Laura Lim, Gina Marie Ellis, Drew Baum, Dave Ferkster, Natalie Anderson, Susan Clark, not present tonight is Councilperson Steve Picoza. He has his final work orientation for a new position that he accepted about a month ago. Next up on the agenda is the opportunity for public to address council. We ask that you state your name and address for the record. Larry, could you moderate that, please?
Yep. Greg, do you have anything to say?
No, I do not.
Okay. Judith Rem. You have anything to address council with? I'd say no. Okay. Philip Locke?
No, I'm good.
You're good? All right. Gary?
Gary Kerner.
Yes. You have anything for council right now?
Gary Kerner, Cheshire Heights Camp Meeting.
And Gary, do you have anything to address council with at this time?
Could you repeat that, sir?
Do you have anything to address council with at this time?
Yes, regarding my letter sent to you regarding our progress at Cheshire Heights Camp Meeting and the issue of dedication of sewers.
Gary, this is Council President Baum. How are you? Gary, can you hear me?
Sir, I have a hearing impairment. It's difficult for me to hear. Could you repeat that?
Yes, this is Drew Baum, Council President. How are you tonight?
I am well.
Good. I think we might be better served if you and I spoke on the phone. I sent you an email. Did you happen to see that?
I did not, sir.
Okay. I've spoken to Borough Engineer Matt Hootman in regards to this. I think we might be better served if we have a conversation first and go over the broad points. Does that sound fair?
I understand. Yes, it does, sir. Thank you.
Okay. So if you respond back to my email, we can set up a time to have a phone call this week at your convenience.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gary.
All right, Marta?
Yeah, I just have a question. I know that we originally had the Powell property presentation scheduled for March 26th, and I'm wondering if the folks have rescheduled to present.
I can answer that, and Jerry, you can probably add to that. No, as far as I've been notified or I've not been notified that they plan on stopping back in. I'm sure this pandemic that we're in has thrown a monkey wrench into their plans. So to answer your question, no, they have not had any contact, I don't think, with Jerry. Have they, Jerry?
Mr. President, no, I have not had any contact with their attorney, Mr. D'Amico, since we last had a meeting with the preservation representatives when they went out to inspect the property. So I assume that when this pandemic is over, that I'll be getting a call by Mr. D'Amico to have it rescheduled. There's been no progress in that matter.
Mr. Montella, when did the preservation meeting happen? Because they presented to council on January 6th. When did you meet with the preservation representatives?
I don't know the specific date. When it happened, I did notify council and let them know that the representatives from the Natural Land Trust apparently did walk the property with the Powell representatives, so that the representatives from the land trust could, discuss it with council. And then they are also going to appear at the presentation to answer whatever questions council had. I forget the specific date. It had to be sometime in February, I believe.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And do you have anything?
No.
No. Martin? Martin, do you have anything for council?
that's Penny Martin.
Okay. Do you have anything for council, Penny Martin?
I would
assume no. Sam Iannucci? Anything? I would say no. Papa Bear?
That would be nothing.
Okay. That's okay. I know who that is. John Kerwan?
No, nothing.
Okay. Aaron's iPhone? Do you have anything to for council? We'll say no. Okay. All right, Drew.
Okay, Larry, thank you. Moving forward on the agenda, up next we have the approval of the meeting minutes for the April 6, 2020 regular council meeting. Are there any questions, comments, or concerns with those minutes that have not been addressed already? Okay, with that in mind, do I have a motion to approve the minutes of the regular council meeting on April 6, 2020?
I'll make the motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
The floor is open for discussion. With no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? The motion is approved. Moving forward, up on the agenda next, we have the Treasurer's Report for April 2020. That report has receipts in the total of $160,953.06 and expenditures totaling $33,678.95. Are there any questions in regards to the Treasurer's Report? With that in mind, do I have a motion to approve the Treasurer's Report for April 2020?
Drew, I have a question.
Sure.
First of all, the revenues are 160,953.06. I missed that. Is that what you said?
That's a good question. What did I just say? I'm trying to find my sheet. Oh, here we go. Yes.
And then, yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And then expenses are $33,678.95. I just want to make sure no changes were made from what I had.
$33,678.95. Correct.
And I did have one question, and this is for Sue Timmons. I noticed that it seemed like our real estate transfer tax was higher than normal.
Yeah, I was going to speak to that. I was having a little problem adjusting my Zoom screen. The reason why the April real estate tax is higher than normal is because in March, the Chester Heights storage facility was sold, and there was a real estate transfer tax of $62,000.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Susan, anything else?
No, I was just curious about that because it was larger than normal.
Okay. Any further questions on the Treasurer's Report for April? With that in mind, do I have a motion to approve the Treasurer's Report for April 2020?
I'll make the motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
The floor is open for discussion. With no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed?
Aye.
Let the record show that Councilperson Clark was opposed.
No. I said aye. I was just late pressing the unmute.
Okay. Let the record show that Councilperson Clark is in approval. With that being said, the motion is approved. Okay, up next under under Treasurer's section, we have a motion to approve the revision to March Treasurer's Report. Sue, would you like to speak to that briefly? Hey, Larry, I think Sue's microphone, there you go.
Okay, in the March Treasurer's Report, I'm asking to include the expenditure of $350,000 that was transferred on March 30th from the Pliggett General Fund to the Pliggett Open Space Fund. It was recorded in the Open Space Fund that it was transferred out, but it wasn't included in the general fund expenditures. So I'm asking for a motion to revise that, the March Treasurer's Report.
Are there any questions, comments, or concerns with that from anyone? With that being said, do I have a motion to approve a revision to the March Treasurer's Report, as so mentioned?
I'll make the motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
The floor is open for discussion. With no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? The motion is approved. Moving forward on the agenda, we have correspondence up next.
Thank you.
Can I pass that to you, please?
Yep. So as far as correspondence goes, we're getting a lot of communication from the county regarding COVID-19. Gary sent an email, but of course we're going to address that with him. He's already here. Communication from the fire company regarding the polling location and the fact that the firehouse is going to remain closed to the public, which means they will not be hosting the June 2nd primary election. So we're awaiting the Board of Elections response to that. And probably 20 letters regarding the Chester Water Authority Aqua situation. And as far as snail mail, I don't have any because I have not been in the office. Thank you, Mr. President.
Great. Thank you, Gina. Okay, moving forward, up next we have...
Drew, I have a couple of questions for Gina. First of all, I have not received my newsletter yet. Have you heard that from others?
No. As a matter of fact, I got mine over the weekend, and I fielded 4 or 5 questions regarding articles in the newsletter. So if you don't have it yet, you should have it any day now, because... I mean, my mom just called me and said she got hers 2 days ago as well. So it's coming. Anybody else have any problems with the newsletter?
I've not received mine as of yet.
Okay. All right. What was that? Okay. The second thing, Jean Marie, is I got a call from a resident in Village of Valley Brook concerned about lack of social distancing now that people are perceiving that we are... that we're going to be reopening, which we haven't yet.
Right.
I'm just wondering if we should put a reminder on the Facebook page. And I think you also run the Village of Valley Brook, if maybe we could put a reminder there as well.
Our Facebook page has gotten 3 or 4 posts about the fact that we're still in the red zone and that we are still in a stay at home for the foreseeable future until further notice. I think every day for the past 4 days, I've put something on our Facebook page from either Tom Killian, Chris Quinn, or Delaware County Council. So our Facebook page is completely covered. As far as the Village of Valley Brook goes, I do share it there. I'm just the admin. I don't run that page. The community runs that page. And I know that the HOA is addressing it on the HOA page at the Village of Valley Brook.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Susan, any further questions for Gina?
No.
Okay, moving forward on the agenda, we have inspector's report. Fire Marshal, Mr. Sciocco.
For the month of April, there were no incidents. And with that, I'd just like to remind everybody it's grilling season. And do yourself a favor, make sure you clean your grill before you... start it, and always look for spiders. They love to go into the little crevices of the gas. So with that, I have nothing else. Unless someone has a question.
Any questions for the fire marshal?
The letter that was concerned water runoff in Darlington Woods.
Yes.
About ponds. There's a water retention pond, and then that gentleman who lives in Thornbury has his own pond. Now, the one is in Thornbury is his, and the water retention basin for Darlington Woods is in Chester Heights. As far as the feral cats are concerned, I've seen cats there for over 30 years all the time. Anytime I did an inspection over there, they were always walking around, but they're cats.
Thank you, Mike.
Okay.
Okay, moving forward with our inspector's reports. Was there a question for Mike? Okay, moving forward on our inspector's reports, we have Larry Ward, EMC, and Roadmaster. Larry, please.
As far as Roadmaster goes, we had to clean out the storm drain on Walnut Hill Boulevard. That was clogged. A resident brought it to our attention. And then we had the tree down on Walnut Hill Boulevard as well. That was also taken care of, I think, within an hour or two of when I first was notified of it. I've started PA1 calls dropped off due to the lack of construction going on, but they've picked right back up again and been clearing them without issues. As far as the emergency management goes, Sue's been doing a great job of relaying the information that the county has provided during this whole situation, and she's been relaying it out to Borough Council, and whatever pertains to the public has been addressed on public forums. So that's all I have.
Okay, Larry, thank you. Moving forward on the agenda, we have solicitor's report. Jerry, could I pass that to you, please?
Thank you, Mr. President. In addition to, in response to Ms. Driscoll's question, I looked at my notes, the inspection of the Powell property, the two representatives from the land trust inspected the property on March 10th, which I reported to council that day. I'd ask council to consider the adoption of Resolution 520A. It's a resolution by council to extend the discount period for payment of municipal tax until August 31st, 2020, and waive any fee or penalty otherwise due if the tax is paid in full by December 31st, 2020. So the discount period would be through August 31st, 2020. The face period would be until December 31st, 2020. The penalty period would be eliminated, and then all unpaid borough real estate taxes as of January 1, 2021 would be considered delinquent and returned to the Delaware County Tax Claim Bureau for collection. And the borough secretary would forward the resolution to the borough's tax collector on or before May 19th, as required by the new Senate bill.
Okay, do I have a motion to approve Resolution 5-20-A as so explained by the borough solicitor?
I'll make the motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
The floor is open for discussion. With no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? The motion is approved.
Mr. President, I would just like to extend my thanks to the tax collector, Marianne Furlong, for her participation and input with regard to the drafting of the resolution. The next matter I have, Mr. President, would be a proclamation for the Borough Council to consider. It's related to Mental Health Week, related to the Children's Mental Health Awareness Week, which would be the week of May 3rd through the 9th, 2020. The borough received the draft proclamation to signify the importance of children and adolescents, along with their families, communities, to learn the warning signs of mental health disorder. I would ask that council consider the adoption of Children's Mental Health Awareness Week, May 3rd through May 9th, 2020.
Okay, is there a motion for the borough to adopt Children's Mental Health Week, which will start May 3rd, lasting through May 9th?
That's correct.
I'll make the motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
The floor is open for discussion.
So just 2020?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
For 2020 only?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's usually done on a yearly basis.
Okay. I'm just wondering if we're going to do something like this, like what are we actually going to do into the community?
Bye, honey. I can't talk. I'm on a meeting.
Okay.
Okay, honey, bye.
Is it something, Gina, that we would just post on our Facebook pages and put in the newsletter? Something like that?
Typically, I post it on the Facebook page. If the resolution is one page and I can PDF it, I'll put it out through email. As far as I know, we've been doing this as long as I can remember. It's a proclamation coming from the county, so we piggyback on what the county does, and it's awareness.
It just seems super relevant with the schools being canceled. I know having a 5 or 3-year-old that were crazy before, they seem a little bit crazier. So it's a good message. I think it's particularly relevant this year. So I just wanted to see what was going to be done to make, I guess, the community more aware. That's all. Thank you, Judith.
Okay, the floor is still open. Any other questions, comments, concerns? With that being said, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Nothing further, Mr. President.
Jerry, thank you.
I do have a question for Jerry. I wanted to make folks aware of an issue that's been going on for about 2 months. Sometime in late February or early May, Councilman Steve Kokoza-Taylor no longer resided in the borough. Per state law, when an official is no longer a resident, the council shall fill the vacancy within 30 days. This issue should have been addressed in March and a replacement for Mr. Kokoza-Taylor found in April. President Drew Baum was informed of Mr. Kokoza-Taylor's residency issue in mid-March. He has received 2 subsequent inquiries from a concerned resident about this issue. In March, Mr. Baum said Mr. Kokoza-Taylor was temporarily living outside the borough and was looking to return. Mr. Baum did consult with Jerry Montella, the solicitor, on this matter. However, no action has been taken. Separately, I know that other members of council are reaching out to Republicans in the borough to find a replacement for Mr. Kokoza-Taylor. On Friday, I spoke with Jerry Montella and asked him what he has done to address the legality of this issue. He said no one on council has asked him to do anything about it. He referred to state law, the Borough Code Section 901A, which states that a vacancy exists upon termination of residency. Mr. Montella said he does not know what termination of residency means. Therefore, I make a motion that Mr. Kokoza-Taylor communicate to council the day his Chester Heights residency was terminated and council deem his position on council vacant retroactive to that date.
Well, in response to the council, Clark, I did not say that I didn't know what termination by residency means. It's a legal definition, which I tried to address with you. And as I said, I would certainly like to research this matter because termination of residency under 901 is not defined in the borough code. Thank you.
Yeah, that is exactly what you did say to me, and I happen to have a witness when you did say it. So if you had a different meaning for it, that was not clear to me.
Well, can I ask who your witness was?
My husband.
Okay. Because I wasn't aware that there was anybody else on the phone.
He was not on the phone. He was sitting in the other room and he heard it.
Okay.
Let me respond to that. Susan, you mentioned there were 2 residents that inquired to me about this. That's unbeknownst to myself.
No, I said there were 2 subsequent inquiries from a concerned resident.
Marta Driscoll, I suppose.
Yes.
Okay, and I spoke to her, and I spoke to you also, and I explained to you that Steve Kokoza was displaced in regards to a legal matter. He's living in temporary housing, and he's actively in negotiations with 2 properties to come back to the borough. Now, we've been in different times, obviously, in the last 2 months. We have a pandemic that's been affecting our borough, state, country. That seems to be my top priority. If Mr. Kokoza's house was burnt down in a fire and he was living outside the borough while that house was being rebuilt and it was longer than 2 months, would that be a problem?
I mean, that's a legal opinion that Jerry Montella would have.
Well, I'm asking you, would you personally have a problem with that if that was the case?
You know, I let this go, Drew, out of compassion for him and his family and also because of COVID-19, but it's been 2 months now.
Okay.
And yes, there are, you know, there are places to live in the borough.
So you're saying he would be restricted. Is there something in the code that I missed that he's restricted to finding temporary housing only in the borough of Chester Heights? Because I've not seen that.
I'm just saying that residing in the borough is like a condition of employment for being on council.
And residency, Susan, is a condition for staying on council once you're elected. Residency.
All right, maybe I said it wrong, but it's like it's like a condition of employment.
Sure.
Being on council, and he hasn't been. I mean, I don't even know. You know, when did he actually leave the borough?
I think Ms. Driscoll knows that, or around about that time, she had posted that in an email. So I don't have that exact date. That hasn't been top of my priority list with everything else that's been going on.
Well, I did make a motion.
Okay.
That we have him communicate to council when he left, and that council deem his position on council vacant retroactive to that date.
You're calling for a motion, correct?
I made a motion.
Okay, you made a motion. Is there a second? There seems not to be a second.
Okay.
Does that motion die, Jerry, I believe?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll provide this statement to the borough secretary for complete inclusion in the meeting minutes.
Okay. And let me ask you, what are you referencing in the borough code to fortify your position here with this?
Section 901A.
Okay.
In fact, you have to read the whole passage 901.
Okay.
Because one of the things it says is that if council, you know, there's also, you know, if he's not on council, if there is a vacancy, then, and council neglects to take action, it's supposed to be turned over to, there's a 30-day waiting period, and then it's turned over to the vacancy board.
You're correct. That's a whole nother matter, it seems to be, from what you were first arguing about his residency.
But I'm just saying, it's the entire passage, 901.
Okay.
And it clearly states that there's a vacancy if there's termination of residency.
Okay, and what is terminate? Is his residency terminated? Because I don't know that it is, and I don't know that it isn't. So do you know something that we don't know?
No, but on Friday, I asked Jerry for a legal opinion. I wanted to make sure everybody knew this issue was out there.
Sure. I think everybody's aware that's out there because I mentioned it to everybody. And the reason I didn't respond to your email, I was a little bit confused. Your email started off with your understanding was that Councilman Kokosa was not living in the borough. I made a phone call to you and I explained exactly what the situation was. So I was a little bit confused on what your email was asking me again, which I thought you already knew from our conversation.
I did not send you an email about this.
I think he's referring to me.
No, Susan, you sent an email to myself and Jerry, didn't you? Just last week.
Maybe. I don't recall doing it, but I can.
I received an email.
It was.
And there was no response, correct?
Correct.
Correct.
No response. Other than the phone call we had a month and a half ago prior that seemed to inform you of the questions you were asking in that email.
Yeah, I just did not expect it to be this long, to linger this long.
Listen, there is a stay-at-home order from the governor for, the last month and a half. I think that would play into this for anyone traveling anywhere, let alone looking for real estate. Real estate has been shut down. I think it is still shut down. It's deemed not life essential. So I understand what you're saying, but I think we are in extraordinary times right now, to say the least. So that would be my comment.
I mean, having your house burned down is a little bit different than what happened here, and I don't really feel like it should be shared with the public. But it wasn't like an accidental thing that happened.
That's your opinion, sure.
Can I ask a question of Councilwoman Clark? Susan, with real estate being unable to occur for the last 5 weeks,
with, as you know, Mr. Kokoza was looking at new construction, and construction in Pennsylvania was closed for 5 or 6 weeks and was just able to resume on Friday. I'm not quite sure how any one of us would have thought there would have been any movement forward with Mr. Kokoza under to build a home when right now he wasn't allowed to have any of those conversations and the home building was not allowed to occur. And I would have to agree with President Baum that we are in extraordinary circumstances. And if we were not in these circumstances, I dare say there would be a settlement date in front of all of us right now. And I would like to think, human to human, we would be giving everybody this consideration.
Well, Councilwoman Ellis, I did not know he was looking at new construction. So your argument about construction being halted by COVID-19 has no bearing. You know, I thought he was going to come back and rent as he did before. So I made the motion. The motion was not seconded. I think it should be discussed at the next meeting if it's not resolved. Or we should ask him for his resignation.
I will have a conversation with Councilman Kokoza this week. I'll reach out to him.
And then, Jerry, I had asked Jerry for a legal opinion on the matter, and he said that was on Friday, and he said he would not have time to have it for tonight's meeting.
That's correct. I sent an email to you, and I copied counsel. Certainly, I'm going to research the matter, and I will have a written opinion at some point.
Okay. Thank you, Jerry.
You're welcome, Susan.
Okay, Susan, thank you. Anything further with this?
No.
Okay, thank you. Okay, moving forward, we are up to engineer's report on the agenda. Matt, could I pass that to you, please?
Yes, a couple updates. At last borough council meeting, there was talk about a pond behind the fields at Chester Heights Park. We went out the next day to inspect it. And what turns out to be the stormwater management basin for the park, which received runoff from the fields and the parking area and the tot lots, was clogged. The outlet structure was completely clogged. Only a trickle of water was released from it. We thought that was an emergency situation, even though nobody was supposed to be at the park. The park's not well policed. So we contacted DeRosa Construction, obtained some rates from him, and had him go out and first locate the clogged outlet structure, which was submerged, to clean it out, remove the blockages and stone and fabric, which was blocking the outlet structure, put in a new riser to the outlet structure, which will operate more properly, and also removed several trees which had started growing around the pond at its outflow end, which was restricting flow. I think I summarized all that and sent an update to Borough Council with a before and after picture. The before picture clearly shows that the entire stormwater management basin was ponded and underwater and heavily vegetated. And then when it was finally cleaned up, the water was running, or the spring water was running clearly through the facility, and the vegetation had been removed. So DeRosa Construction did act very quickly, got there, and under our direction made the repairs necessary to get that ponded water situation corrected. Second item is on Heather Lane. The trees were removed, which was the first step of repairing the storm sewer outflow from the inlet on Heather Lane. That work was completed. After seeing everything removed, glad that operation took place, because once all the vegetation was removed, it was astounding how much dirt had been washed away from underneath the root system of those trees. So I'm not saying that they would have fallen next month, but they certainly were not in a very stable condition. But that work has been done, and we've received an invoice, and we've recommended the Borough Council payment. And lastly, at last borough council meeting, inquired whether the borough was going to entertain any road program this year. The two likely candidates, either one or both, would be Ivy Lane and Matson Road. I think we estimated both or each one of those projects to be approaching $40,000. They of the nature that they don't absolutely have to be done this year, but we did have a few pothole problems with Ivy Lane over the winter, which was repaired, and it's in need of an overlay. And Matson Road, we have patched a couple times over the last few years. Seems to be holding up well, but it would need paving at some time over the next 3 years or so.
Matt, is there one of those two road locations that you would recommend us attending to this year, 2020?
Yeah. If Borough Council was of the position to do a road program, I would recommend Ivy Lane.
Okay. And have you gotten prices on that, or is that something you would do at our direction?
Well, just for we rough estimated it just in-house, just to give Borough Council some idea of what the expenditure may be. And I think we forwarded that to Borough Council. It was approximately $40,000.
Okay. Jerry, would we need a motion to allow Matt to advertise the bid process for this project?
Yes, I would ask that you do a motion, Mr. President.
Okay, is there a motion to approve the borough engineer to advertise road improvements for Ivy Lane?
I'll make the motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
The floor is open for discussion.
I have a quick question. Yeah. The estimate that you provided, Matt, that was for Matson and Ivy Lane for $40,000. So would the estimate that you would do be like work not to exceed $20,000?
No, each one we estimated was in the ballpark of $40,000 each project.
Okay, thank you for clarifying that. Mm-hmm.
Any further questions, comments, concerns? Okay, with that in mind, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? The motion is approved. Matt, anything else?
No.
Great. Thank you, Matt. Okay, moving forward, we have the mayor's report up next on the agenda. Mayor, can I pass that to you, please?
Sure. Before Matt gets away too far here, I had a question on my agenda. We had, Matt, you and I talked about the markings on Wawa Road and the indication that there were some plans to maybe put a road into the SEPTA train station. And did you get a chance to talk to anybody at SEPTA?
Fred, I put one call in. I did not get a return call. And at the end of last week, that power surge that we had, I guess it was Thursday night, we lost our computer router, modem, and all our IP addresses. So we just got on back on board today, and we were all kind of busy dealing with that. I will resume trying to get contact with the right person. I don't believe any plan that I have seen, there has never been a connection from Wawa Road to the train station area, but I will follow up and get some answers on why that road was marked.
Thank you. So the rest of my report, a couple, just really informational. We had a Arbor Day planting, which we did just with the family and a couple of officials, myself being there, and President Baum, Sue Timmons, Gina was there, I'm trying to think, and that's about it. And it was very nice. I'm glad we were able to get it planted now. We do plan to do a plaque and maybe a dedication sometime in the future where we can invite the public to as well. Couple other things. Movie night, I'm guessing that's not going to happen this time of year. Can we plan on something for September?
I would think we would have to see what the atmosphere is with COVID-19 at that point, Fred, I think.
Fair enough. Then that's what we'll do. Park maintenance, I wanted to talk about the tree trimming has been authorized. We're going to go ahead with that. I had a talk with Scott's Lawn Service, and he does not mow the soccer field during the season because BYC mowed it. We may need to get him to mow that. So I wanted to let everybody know. And we can authorize it and get approval for him to go ahead and mow it as part of his regular service.
It is looking like it's getting high and out of control there.
Okay. Well, do you want me to just go ahead and tell him to go ahead and do it, or do you want to authorize?
Mayor Wood, if I could jump in. Drew, did you want to talk about what we had talked about, the field maintenance? We originally had spoken about the soil samples, and I had just submitted those three tests to Penn State, and we're awaiting analysis feedback of the three different soil samples and what we can do to make the soccer field better. Right now there's a lot of wild onion growing there, and it's out of control and a lot of dry patches. But Drew, did you want to talk to that a little bit?
Yes. So I think everyone's seen the turf on the soccer field. It's not too slightly. It's kind of an embarrassment for our borough, quite frankly. And I think the problem that we've had in years past, the fall is the best time to air for aeration and reseeding. And the problem that we've run into that is BYC typically starts to use that field somewhere in the neighborhood of September 14th or that second week. Typically that is one of the best weeks to aerate and reseed. The only problem is once that is performed, the field should stay vacant with no foot traffic for 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks. There is an opportunity for us to aerate and reseed right now. It would have to be done almost immediately. The results aren't quite as good as when it's performed in the fall, but I think we've slacked off for whatever reason with that field as far as fertilization, excuse me, and reseeding. That field's kind of the first thing you see as you come down Valley Brook Road. And I think anybody who's seen it or taken notice to it recently, or even the last couple of years, it's kind of unsightly.
I had talked with Scott about that as well. He said he's prepared to do that, the aeration and reseeding. We had talked about the fall. I think you were there, President Baum, when Scott and I were talking about that.
Yes, correct. So, Laura, maybe we can talk to Scott, see if he can have something price-wise prepared for aeration and seeding for our next meeting. I'm not sure if that would fall outside of the time range for that to be effective with the weather moving in the summer. But if we could have that, maybe an estimate to propose at our next meeting for possible approval.
So can we go ahead and have it mowed now? Or do we just want it to grow and then we come back in 4 weeks with the estimate for aerating and seeding?
Well, I think we can have them mow that now. Is there any council member that would have a problem with Scott's mowing the soccer field presently?
Okay. Yeah, I think that's smart. Then we at least cut it down. We curb it. We get rid of the onions just for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then we come back in 4 weeks and we try to address it properly and make do for the summer.
Yes, correct.
Okay, I'll have something put together. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay. I also received a letter from the local Boy Scout troop. Jim Davis is the committee chairman of Troop 260. He would like a recognition of a Jacob Stahl, who's a resident of the borough. And I'd like to do that at the next public meeting.
Sure thing, Fred.
Okay. And let's see what else have I got. Memorial Day kind of up in the air. There was some discussion around that when I put it on my agenda. Pretty sure that's not going to happen in a public sense, but the veterans may come out and do a salute. I haven't talked to anyone from that group yet. I do have a phone number that Stacy left in her file for the VA group that did that. So I'll give them a call and see if they're going to plan on doing it or not. That's my report.
Okay, Mayor Wood, thank you. Okay, moving forward, up next we have committee reports, school district, education, library. Susan?
Yeah, it's I know Greg's online. Is Mary Kay on the line?
I don't think she is.
Yeah, there's just like an iPad here without a name. So she did send me an email and she said last day of class for underclassmen is Friday, June 5th, and for seniors it's Friday, May 29th. Dr. Greg Holden, assistant principal at the high school, will be resigning at the end of this school year. He's going to Strathaven. And that's all I had from the school district. Greg, did you have anything?
I would just add that there's quite a bit of questioning and interest about what's happening with end of year activities at the school district. You know, everything from graduation to proms and that kind of stuff. Clearly, everything is way up in the air. But there are committees that have been formed to look at various options for deferring and delaying graduation, in-person graduation, on-site graduation, virtual graduation, every other combination that you can imagine. So it is not a forgotten idea. It simply is well dependent upon what's going on at the state level, as you can imagine. And then for the library did apply for and was approved for a payroll protection plan, SBA loan, which will cover 8 weeks of payroll for the library and hopefully will be fully forgiven as part of the federal act that's underway. Book demand for eBooks is way up so much that the time frame to have an eBook out has gone down from 21 to 14 days in order to quicken the amount of circulation that goes on. And the library is talking about curbside pickup, but would need to be deemed an essential business in order to make that happen. So waiting for, once again, some further state action. Thanks.
Hey, Greg.
Yes.
Do you know if the library's forgiving any books that might be overdue?
Yes. All the fines are all, that's all frozen.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
And that's it. Drew?
I think he's frozen.
I think his screen is frozen.
Yeah, you're right.
We'll give him a second. If he comes back, I can continue on with finance.
I will say I've heard from some other districts that are kind of following the lead that Garner Valley is setting as far as district action with COVID. So great job to everybody on that education side and within the school district.
Yeah, they're doing a great job.
All right, Drew's back.
Greg, anything else?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, moving forward, up next on the committee reports, we have finance, insurance. Laura, can I pass off to you, please?
Yeah, sure. The first thing that we have is for information only. It's the first quarter budget versus actual report. The second thing requesting a motion is the Burroughs Ironworks CD matures on May 7th. And it's a balance of $45,887.23. So we've been doing some research for different rates, and for CDs, I lost the screen. There you go, for CDs. So we've got some CDs that we're looking at, and we found one at Citadel. So these are all CD rates comparable for 12 months. And the research that we've done is the CD currently is in Ironworks, and their next rate, current rate, is 0.75. And we're trying to find something a little bit more competitive for our taxpayers. Santon is 12-month CD for 0.6. Sun East has a 12-month CD for 0.8. And B&B Trust or T-Bank has a 13-month CD for 0.5. We found Citadel has a 12-month CD for 1% APY, and that's what we would like to make the motion, that on May 7th to be able to convert the Ironwork CD funds over to the Citadel 12-month CD at 1%.
Great. Is there a motion to transfer the CD funds from the current Ironworkers Bank over to Citadel at the rate of 1.00% for a 12-month period?
I'll make the motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
The floor is open for discussion.
Have you given Ironworkers the chance to match the rate, or have you had that conversation? I'm not sure what the relationship is with Ironworkers or how long the borough has been working with them.
No, I just did rate research.
Okay.
And actually, I probably should say that's not really exactly true. They did send an email telling us that our CD was going to mature, and then they offered us the next rate of 0.75. So that was their offer when they referred to us that May 7th, our CD matures.
Okay, the floor is still open. Any further comments or questions for Laura? Okay, with that in mind, all those in favor say aye. Aye. Those opposed? Okay, the motion is approved.
I have a question. The item on here, first quarter budget versus actual, have we received that? That report?
It was in the email that Sue sent out on Friday with the six or seven attachments.
All right. I'll look at it then. Thank you. I missed it.
No worries.
Okay, Laura, is there anything further you have for finance?
No. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Moving forward, committee reports. We have fire company finance. Dave, any report?
Nothing to report.
Okay, moving forward, nominating vacancy. Dave, anything?
Nothing to report at this time.
Okay. Communications, public relations. Gina?
Thank you, Mr. President. While I have so many people here on the Zoom call with the newsletter, either in mailboxes already or on their way to you, I would like to publicly thank Pat McFadden for writing the article about how to spell Llewellyn. And Sam Iannucci for all the information from the fire company, and all of the newer council members and Mayor Wood for their personal bios. I appreciate everybody's input in making the newsletter less everything that Gina wrote and much more of a group effort. So thank you very much, everybody.
Great. Thank you, Gina. Okay, moving forward, we have the Mayor's Event Committee. Mayor Wood, did you cover everything, I believe, in your previous report?
Yes.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you, Mayor. Okay, up next, Historical Committee, Sue Timmons.
You're on mute.
No report.
Thank you. Planning, zoning, Susan?
There have been no planning commission meetings for the last 2 months because of COVID-19.
Is there anything on the agenda for them, Susan? Do you know? I don't think there is.
I don't believe so, no. I asked Dave. He said there have been no meetings.
Okay, great. Okay, moving forward, engineering construction inspections. Susan, again, please.
No report.
Ordinance code review, Susan?
No report.
Okay, public safety environment, no report. Public safety, police, borough protection. We were going to have a meeting. And then the pandemic took over the borough, the state, the country. So as soon as we are able to get to gather, that will be a priority to have. No report as of yet. Borough property, parks, open space, no report. Highways, transportation, Dave, any report?
I think we heard from Matt already about Ivy Lane. We'll look into seeing what that's going to cost to repair that road. I know SEPTA is doing some work on the tracks as well. They sent out a notification that from 5:10 to 5:30, I believe, some of the schedules are going to be changing, and some, not all the stops are going to be made. So just figured I'd make that note. But aside from that, nothing else.
Great. Thank you, Dave. Okay. Public utilities, trash, recycle. Laura, any report?
The only update I have is the recycling bin at the post office. Ryan Oppenacre was nice enough to go meet the postmaster last Thursday, and they agreed on a recycling bin, and Ryan is going to have that delivered in the next week or two. It's a very particular size with a recycling paper only entry hole that he had to go get. So that's why it's not there yet, but it's going to happen in the next week or two. I just want to provide that as an update. And that'll be at the post office only, and it's intended for the postmaster and those who have boxes there.
Great. Okay, thank you. And Laura, will they service that once a week?
Yes, every Thursday they'll take it out.
Okay, very good.
That's the plan. I'll just say that. That's the plan.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Laura. I think you accomplished old business. As far as new business, I had under new business the email that I had received and that was distributed to council from Gary Kohner. I hope I'm pronouncing his last name right, from Camp Meeting. I will have a conversation with him and just kind of go over the broad points. They are trying to connect the sewer to the pump station at Brookfield. I think one of the obstacles there is that pump station is not dedicated, and that would lead us back to Conrad Construction and the Sewer Authority, Southwest Sewer Authority. They've been going back and forth, as we know, and they've had many obstacles between the two of them. So I will have that conversation with him, go over the broad strokes, and I can report back probably in a better position at the next council meeting. Okay, moving forward on the agenda, we have an additional period for public comment. We ask that you state your name and address for the record. Larry, I assume you'll handle that.
Marta?
I actually have one more thing for old business. I apologize. I had an extensive conversation today with the rectory at St. Thomas the Apostle, and to let everybody know here at our borough council meeting that they have less than zero interest in ever hosting elections again. They have already cleaned the school and sealed the school. They do not want anybody else in the school. Their donations obviously are down because they're not having church. So people are not coming every Sunday and giving money to school and church. And they are completely operating on a shoestring right now. And there's just absolutely no way they can do it. And they're getting a new priest this summer and do not want to bring that on to the new priest. And she was very, very clear with me that is not an option for June 2nd. So while we wait for the Bureau of Elections to decide where we are going to vote, and as I already sent out in an email and in the newsletter, we as a borough council are encouraging voters to do a mail-in ballot for the June 2nd primary. With so many things up in the air and not knowing where we're gonna be, that is the best way to make sure that you know you're comfortable voting and you can vote.
Great, thank you, Gina. Okay, jumping back into our second additional period for public comment, we ask that you state your name and address for the record.
Marta. Go ahead, Marta.
I'm good, I don't have anything else.
You don't have anything, okay. Gene?
Nothing tonight, thank you.
Okay. Greg, do you have anything?
I do have a question, yes. Greg Chestnut, 317 Willits Way. I have a question regarding the Powell property. When that does come back into discussion, I'm interested to know what are the tax implications of what's happening with that property. And specifically, I know that the main 43 acres of the Powell holdings over there have been a participant in what's called Act 319, which is the Clean and Green program, which basically provides for tax abatement for farms as long as they remain farms. If the borough were to approve a change in zoning for that property by both combining it and then subdividing it again, I believe that property would be subject to retroactive tax penalties going back 6 or 7 years plus interest. And so I'm not sure where that question goes, whether it goes to the county or whatever, but I don't know what the tax revenue the borough gets from that property currently, for example. So it does directly impact the borough as well.
Okay.
Is that a question, Jerry, that you can speak to? And if those taxes are retroactive, is 6 years the mark, Greg, that you understand that it is?
My understanding. Plus,
I certainly don't have an answer for Mr. Chuck.
Yeah, I don't necessarily expect an answer tonight, but I do want that that item to be in consideration. We're looking at how this is going to be handled.
Okay, sure. That's fine. Yep. I'm curious myself.
Sure.
I think Jerry's trying to talk, but he's breaking up.
I think that if any taxes were, it's breaking up. I don't know. Can you hear me now?
Yes, but it keeps like distorted.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I can raise it with Mr. D'Amico, who represents the owner. Certainly, I would think that any tax consequences would have an impact on his client.
Okay, thank you.
Anne, do you have anything?
Yeah, I just want to make a comment, a statement, really, regarding the Stephen Kokoza residency issue. In December of 2019, Mr. Kokoza was sued under landlord-tenant for eviction. And public court records show that on 2/27 of 2020, Mr. Kokoza was legally evicted from his apartment at Madison for non-payment of rent and for owing over $10,000 in back rent. It has been 66 days since he was evicted. And this is not the first time that he has been a defendant in an eviction proceeding. He has not resided in the borough for over 2 months.
Was there another, and I'm sorry to interrupt you, was there another eviction within the borough that you speak of?
Yes, I don't have the paperwork in front of me, but it exists on public. You can go search public court records and find it.
Okay.
He's also the chair of the finance committee, and he's not attended a meeting since January, and it's now May. And the only other comment I want to make is that in 2017, the residency of Marta Driscoll was called into question multiple times after a tree fell on her house during that storm in June 2015. She had to reside in a hotel for a few weeks, but she was continually harassed after that devastating loss to her home by people seeking election in the borough. So I just want to make sure that we're treating situations consistently and fairly. That's all. Thank you.
I just have one thing to add. To Gina Marie's point about looking for a place to live, his eviction, I wasn't going to bring it up, but his eviction didn't happen on February 27th. It had been going on for more than a year, or at least a year. It didn't happen suddenly.
Papa Bear, do you have anything?
Nothing.
Okay. John Kerwan?
No, I don't. I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. Pat McFadden?
No.
No. Gloria Ann Ellis?
No, I'm fine.
Okay. Judith Rem? Nothing. Penny Martin? Nothing. Sam Iannucci? Nothing. Who else am I missing? Gene, did I get you yet?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you did. Thank you.
iPad 661079? Yeah. No. And JB Hatch?
Nothing.
Nothing? Okay. Have I missed anybody? I think that's all I've gotten.
Okay, Larry, thank you. With that in mind, moving forward on the agenda, do I have a motion to adjourn tonight's meeting?
Motion to adjourn.
Is there a second?
Second.
The floor is open for discussion. With no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Was opposed? Motion is approved. Thank you, everyone. Larry, thank you also.
Yep, no problem.
Especially you. Have a good night, all.
Thank you.